why don't we get on to the player of the day with the 5-4-3-2-1. All thanks to Grunt. Like all champions, he does it with Grunt. Nothing's tougher. Available at Bunnings.
Yeah, it's really difficult today because when you have 33 goals kicked in that high standard of a game, there's plenty of guys who are unlucky to miss out. And one of those was Sam Walsh. Unfortunately, Tom, he nearly had the 41. He had 31. Blake Akers is an unlucky miss. He had 28 and 2. You can even throw in Pitney as well, and Harry Mackay, who I thought was magnificent as well. And for the Cats, Duncan, Cam Guthrie, Zach Guthrie I thought was very good as well, and Stengel I thought played a very good game. So my one vote went Max Holmes with 26 touches and a goal. He was part of that whole rebound for the Cats, 500 metres gain. I thought Jake Wiedering, he's kept Tom Hawkins goalless again. He's also had 19 touches, 6 intercept marks, and he kept Carlton in the game when it was really struggling there for them. I've gone for Myers for 3 votes. He's had 22 and 2 with 3 goal assists. 4 votes for Paddy Cripps, 29 and 2 with 8 clearances. The contested work, the centre bounce work was enormous, and the clear best on ground, I think we can all agree upon, Jeremy Cameron, 17 touches, 5 goals won, 2 contested marks, and kicked the sealer as well, and also pushed back and took 2 intercept marks as well. So he was everywhere.